that there will be a price to pay for killing innocent men, women, and children with gas. I mean, he's got so many stockpiles of it. If he thinks he can get away with it, he'll do it again, and so will 100 other despots in the world. And that's why I think it's important for the West to send a message. Now, I don't think the U.S. should do it alone. I think it needs to be done in conjunction with our NATO allies. I liken this situation to the 1999 situation in Kosovo, in the Balkans, where you had a besieged population being murdered by its own government, and NATO stepped in with airstrikes. I think something like that is appropriate to stop the killing.
Would U.S. action require approval by you and your colleagues on Capitol Hill in Congress?
Well, as you know, there are many different opinions about that. My read is that precedence has shown that initially the president would be within his right to strike, but that if this went to a lengthy period of time, that it would be better to come to Congress and get the assent of Congress. The War Powers Act states 60 days, and there are other interpretations of that, but I think initially the president can do this on his own.
Okay, Congressman Elliot Engel, thank you very much for coming in.